Uuden musiikin viikko. Katri Norlin. Tärkeimmät uutuusbiisit kuuluu sulle.
J-Rock, so nice to meet you. Yeah. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling real good. How you feeling?
I'm alright. I saw you posted like in your Instagram stories. A lot of videos of the snow here, yeah. And it's your first time in Finland. How you feeling, Finland?
Oh man, I'm feeling warm because we inside. it's kind of cold outside for me. For me coming from Cali, you know what I mean? I'm from California. I'm not used to the cold weather, but other than that, man, it's beautiful out here though.
So you're starting your tour here, Big Redemption tour in Europe here in Finland.
Yes.
How do you feel about the tour?
Man, I'm feeling real good. This is my first time touring over here. I was out in Europe last year, just getting a feel for how everything was, but now this is my time to actually be in front of the people that have been supporting my music, you know what I mean, way from over here. You know, I'm from America and people from way over here in Europe love my music, so it's it feels good to be up close and personal and to be able to perform for them now, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Your album Redemption was one of the best rap albums last year, and King's Dead has been a huge hit. Win has also been a really huge song and kind of like an anthem. Are you winning right now?
Oh yeah, of course. Of course, man. I'm blessed. You know what I'm saying? I want to say that too. I'm blessed. You know what I mean? I'm happy. And yeah, man, I'm winning and I'm just, continue to keep grinding. You know what I mean?
And the Grammys are just around the corner. You're nominated. Win is nominated as Best Rap Song,
yeah.
King's Dead as well, and also as the Best Rap Performance.
Yes.
How do you feel?
I'm feeling great about that, man. I'm happy and excited, man. I'm praying. I hope I leave with all three of them. Shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, man. It's just showing me the hard work and that I put in over the years, and and this is showing people, man, just stay dedicated to what you're doing, man. You never know what can happen. You know what I mean?
Exactly. So you as an artist have had like this kind of strong, steady growth, and often these times there are artists that suddenly get a big hit or something and suddenly become huge. Do you think that that's a trend that lasts, or is it better to just work hard and like steadily grow?
You got to continue to work, Don't never get too relaxed, Because once a lot of people might, oh man, I got a hit record, and then they want to relax. No, it's all about still grinding and still staying, staying dedicated to what you do, stay working and stay consistent, Because, for me, like I say, this is, for over the years, I've been in the game for many years, but I still feel like this is just the beginning for me. I always wake up like, man, this is still the beginning. I still got to keep, keep working and keep striving,
And I think that I've watched some interviews and read some interviews that, like, your colleagues at TDE, Kendrick Lamar, everyone says that you're really like humble and hardworking. Do you have a strong work ethic?
Yeah, of course, man. It's all about hard work, man. You gotta hustle like you broke, baby. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And in 2016, you had your motorcycle accident.
Yeah.
So did that change you as a person, as an artist?
Yes, of course, man. Like, that was a cold time for me. When that time happened, what's crazy about that is that I was supposed to be at the Grammys that day. And Kendrick and everybody, the whole squad, they was there. They had a seat for me with my name on there. I was supposed to be there, but unfortunately, I went through a cold little setback, and that's what this redemption thing is about, just me coming back, off that cold little, cold little accident, because it kind of like put me in a cold little state. Like, I was kind of like, unexpired. I was like, man, sitting in bed just angry and mad, but something just clicked in my head and was like, man, you blessed, man, you still here, man, you got a second chance to do, to strive better and do great. So I just took that and ran with it, and here we go, man, this is my redemption,
So your third album probably would have been different without the accident, do you think?
Yes, exactly. That changed a lot of things for me, I ain't gonna even lie.
Did that change your perspective on things?
Yes, of course, man. It just let me know, tomorrow might not be promised, Because like I could have, lost my life, And you hear about people having accidents and motorcycle accidents and it don't be too good, And what's crazy, like I say, I'm blessed because when I got into my accident, it was somebody else came in with the same type of accident. They was in a worse kind of, state than I was. So, my prayers go out to that person that was there too, But, I feel like it's just, God got a bigger plan for me,
Yeah. If we talk about TDE, it sort of feels like this all for one and one for all type of deal. Mm. Is that so? Is that true?
Yeah, man, we a family, man. You know, that's how we roll, man. It's, you know, it's TDE, baby, you know what I'm saying? Black hippie, you feel me? I mean, hey, man, you know, we a conglomerate, man. We together, you know what I'm saying? And like, you know what I mean? We've been doing this for so many moons together for years, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we always had each other back, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it's about, you know what I mean? No ego tripping and none of that, you know what I mean? We just about business, you know what I mean? About getting to the TOP, you know, feel me?
And it's great that it's still that same way. Many of TDE artists have become so big, but it still feels like it's the same sort of, everyone's humble, everyone's working hard, yeah?
Yes, of course. Like I said, man, our motto is hustle like you broke, no matter how much money we got, you know what I mean? You feel me?
Right now, you're probably 100% focused on this tour, but obviously it interests all your fans. That when are you planning on doing some new music? At what time?
Oh yeah, I'm always doing new music. I'm always coming up with, I always got ideas that's going on in my head. So yeah, I've been working on my next project right now. So hopefully by the time I get off the road, I'm gonna go back in still in the studio, you know what I mean? Just go back in on a few more records that I've been doing, and hopefully, you know what I mean? Y'all be on the lookout. I know Schoolboy Q, he just wrapped up his album, you know what I mean? He got some crazy, you know, I don't wanna tell you, I'm gonna wait till y'all hear it, you know what I mean? He got some killer shit right now, so, you know what I mean? Isaiah been working, you know, SZA, everybody been working, man. And, you know, K-Dot, that's the man right there. So, you know, Kendrick, I ain't even gonna tell you what he got. He's gonna stop the world when he drop his record, so, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, we just working, man. We just grinding, and you know, hopefully, like I said, when I get back, y'all might have something, you know, in the summertime for me. You never know. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what do you think is the hip hop capital right now?
The hip hop.
Yeah, where's like the best artists? What's the place right now?
Oh, the place, man. I mean, man, I say all around the world. You know what I'm saying? Because every time I look up on Instagram, it's somebody got some music. Where it's back home. The UK, you know what I mean? Even in Europe, man, it's a lot of dope artists that be coming through my timeline. So, you know, I just can't really pinpoint what actually spot, you know what I mean? Because everybody is making dope shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, what do you want to say to your fans here in Finland?
Oh, man, I appreciate y'all, man, you know, for getting me over here. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for y'all, I wouldn't even be here. So, you know what I mean? Big shouts out to Finland, man. You know, everybody who been supporting me since day one, man. I love y'all, straight up.
Hey, thank you so much for this interview, J-Rock.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Uuden musiikin viikko. Katri Norlin. Tärkeimmät uutuusbiisit kuuluu sulle.